Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
You're listening to Pillow Fight, a comedy and culture podcast hosted by me, Yamini Nambimadam. I've invited a guest or two to come and gossip like we're at a high school slumber party. We'll start off with a little game of Fuck, Marry, Kill, where the choices are buzzworthy moments in pop culture. Then we'll move into a couple rounds of Would You Rather based on world news. From there, we'll finish the night off with some juicy truth or dare. Feel free to grab a friend and play along in this Pillow Fight.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
Is yours made of goose?
And we got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
This is so fun.
Pillow Fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow Fight.
Today on Pillow Fight, I have Audrey Black and Sammy Sanchez with me. Audrey's a college senior and comedian who I actually met on TikTok. She's an incredible stand-up comedian, writer, tweeter, and all-around fun gal. You can find more of her on Twitter at AudreyMB_ and on TikTok at AudreyM.B. Sammy is one of Audrey's best friends from home. He's also a college senior, and this is actually my first time meeting him. In his own words, Sammy isn't a comedian, he just has a bad attitude. In this episode, we cement our hatred for the Sway Boys, we freak out about technology, and we take a good hard look into the Conway family drama.
Fuck. Marry. Kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, I guess we'll start with the fuck, marry, kill. So I did meet Audrey on TikTok, and Sammy, you said that you have a very weird TikTok feed of people that nobody knows. So I thought I'd make all of these like a little bit TikTok related because it is controlling all of our news right now. So yes. The first one is that TikTok star Addison Rae is set to make her acting debut in a gender bent remake of She's All That, directed by Mark Waters. And we have never seen her act, so it could be fabulous or frightening. We don't know yet. Number two is that Bryce Hall and Blake Gray, who are members of the Sway House, are facing criminal charges for throwing multiple parties during the pandemic. Los Angeles mayor and petty king Eric Garcetti has turned their power off in the Houses of Punishment, which I think might be his first good decision this year. And the last one is, I've never heard of this girl before this news, but apparently she's Tana Mongeau's roommate, so she already has to be a little wild, but Charlie Jordan traveled to Rwanda in the middle of a pandemic to do gorilla conservation work and got a false positive COVID test and then made like a really weird TikTok where she basically slammed the entire country of Rwanda for her own dumbass and was like crying about not having weed with her in her isolation cell. So to recap, the three fuck, marry, kill options are Addison Rae starring in a movie, the power going off in the Sway House because of their parties, and Charlie Jordan versus the country of Rwanda.
I don't really know any of those people. I spend like 4 hours a day on TikTok right before I go to bed. So
you would think
I would know at least some of them. I see Antifa Greg Heffley a lot. You know Antifa okay. Greg Heffley?
It's this kid. Sorry, Sammy's like beyond upset. Like, I think Sammy's his biggest fan. He's this kid
so cool.
Who looks like Greg Heffley.
Oh, wait, no. You know what, actually, they recently came out as non-binary. That was like a really recent development.
Oh, I did not.
I didn't know that until very recently, but.
Did they call themselves Antifa Greg Heffley, or did you give them that name?
They just kind of look like the kid who played Greg Heffley in the movie.
Okay.
And they just kind of use that to get followers and then explain like radical leftist theory.
That's kind of, I respect that.
We looked at each other's likes and mine were all like I love the mean gay men of TikTok and like mine are all like them making memes that Sammy didn't understand. And his was literally all like jail TikTok and then that one guy who dances to the same song with different energies. It was like scrolling through and it was like 10 of this man doing like full energy or like full body but low energy in the face, and Sammy was like losing his shit.
Okay,
well, whenever one pops up I have to watch like 8 of them. I gotta see which ones I've missed.
Yeah,
I see a lot of memes about the 2008 financial crisis.
It's like dad TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, I still gotta answer the question.
Yeah, I think I can go first if you want to ruminate.
Yeah.
I think I would definitely kill the Charlie Jordan versus Rwanda battle because I watched the video and it's like so stupid. Like, regardless of what happened, she's like, nobody speaks English here. Like, she was like, she was bashing the entire country of Rwanda for her own like stupidity of traveling to Africa in the middle of a pandemic. And yeah, she just seemed annoying. So killing that situation. Between Addison Rae and the Sway House drama, I think I would marry the power going off in the Sway House. I think that was like something that gave me a lot of, actually, no. I would marry Addison Rae in a movie because everyone's really mad about this. Okay. Everyone's really mad at Addison Rae in this movie, but this has always happened. This is not anything new. TikTok is new and TikTok stars are new, but like famous people's kids starring in movies, despite having no talent or no past acting experience, always happen. And like, I think like all these people want is money, and Addison Rae is going to bring them a shit ton of money. So, you know,
they don't care that it's good. They've already got the fan base.
Yeah. Yeah. They just need her to bring in money. And I guess that's a good economic decision. So I would marry it. And then I'd fuck Power Goes Off in the Sway House. It's like a flirty back and forth of like hate sex. That's what's kind of going on there. Eric Garcetti is just like, I've had enough and I'm going to take something away from you. And I'm sure they're going to like write a diss track about him and that'll be fun. So yeah, that's what I would do.
Addison Rae is like one of the people who dances on TikTok, right?
Yeah. In addition to other nonsense.
Is there like anything wrong with her? Is there any reason why the marriage wouldn't work out? Cause I feel like you gave me reasons why I wouldn't enjoy being married to the other two.
I mean, like, I think
she's definitely really dumb.
Yeah.
Like, there's a video of her, but I think she's well-intentioned.
Yeah.
There is a video of her where she's talking to, like, some Sway House boy, and he's like, oh, this girl's Asian. And she goes, no, don't say that. She could be Korean. Like, that girl has nothing.
And she also, like, has been accused of some mild racism.
So she probably wouldn't want to marry me.
I don't know. She's seen with lots of diverse characters. I don't think it's like a, I don't like non-white people. I think it's like a microaggressive type of racist.
Well, I think I could just marry her and be like a trophy husband.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would still like to be able to live my own life and do stuff, but like, she could be like my backup plan. Like, if everything doesn't work out, then she can support me.
Yeah.
She can fund some of my fun projects. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have to worry about them making a profit.
Yeah.
I think I would, I guess I'll marry the, or not marry, I will fuck the gorilla person.
The gorilla person.
I'll fuck the gorilla person just because, I don't know, I mean, like, that's not great, but I don't have to like hang out with them after, right? And then I'm killing who the other,
the Sway boys.
I just don't like that, those syllables together. I don't know what that means. Why
did they call the Sway boys? Their house is the Sway House.
Spelled S-W-A-Y.
Yes.
Did they explain why?
I think they just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm definitely killing them.
Yeah, respectable.
Okay. I think I have to kill the girl that went to Rwanda. It's so fucking annoying. Like, I watched that video, and she was literally crying about, like, not being able to smoke weed. And also, she was claiming that, like, Rwanda was, like, really behind on tests and stuff, but they aren't. Like, I'm pretty sure America's actually been slower.
Yeah.
It's just that she, like, yeah, you have to quarantine if you come from America right now. I'm pretty sure it's the situation. So, like, also she really misrepresented it, which, like, I just think is stupid. And then I think I would I would marry the concept of their power getting shut off. I love that a lot. Mm-hmm. I find them all insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
They creep me out. They look like Sims to me. I don't like their weird dances and their bad attitudes. And I think it would be very funny if they continued to have conflict with the mayor. I think that brings a lot into my life.
Just it's a good bit.
It's amazing. And the thing is it's a really good bit happening to people who don't understand what a really good bit is,
mm-hmm.
Which I really appreciate. So yeah. And then I'm really excited to see Addison on the red carpet because she can't dress herself. She's like, so put together some of the worst outfits, and I'm down for people to dress pretty weird, but like she, like the other day she was just wearing like clearly like a men's like dress shirt and then a massive chunky belt and like doing a dance, and then one time she was just in leggings and this weird sleeveless like green and blue top. I think you know the one. And yes. Then she did a TikTok later where she was in the pool wearing that shirt. So is it a pool shirt or not?
She gets like these really nice pieces probably from these brands, but then she just puts them on like her like sweatpants.
Yes.
It's like high and low to the extreme.
I'm also excited to see her mother show her up on the red carpet.
Yes.
Because I think that woman knows how to dress, and she's
what's gorgeous. Her mom's deal?
She's like this beautiful like 50-year-old who also makes dancing TikToks and also makes thirst traps. She's like
together, or she has her own account.
Both. And she has these like piercing blue eyes, like to the point where I have to wonder if they're natural. Like she looks like one of those dogs, like Alaskan Huskies, like with their blue eyes in the snow. Like she looks supernatural, and she could dress herself. I also think there's no way Addison's a good actress, and I derive a special joy from seeing her just say the dumbest stuff in interviews. Uh-huh. And I'm really excited to see her have to do like interviews for the promotion of the movie. I think that'll keep me going for at least 2 weeks.
There's gonna be a lot of like bad bleep content from that. Yeah. I think that Addison Rae's mom is wonderful. Like, I am obsessed with her. She's really iconic to me. Audrey and I were just talking about, so there's like rumors going around that David Dobrik, the YouTuber, had like a fling with Addison, and he made a video where it's like him telling her that he actually like has a girlfriend, so she like needs to stop bothering him, and then Addison's mom pops out and is like, it's me, get gone, bitch.
I don't know who David Dobrik is either.
He's like,
okay, I'm gonna be honest, I don't really understand who he is either. I just know that he like has the hype, like everyone's always like, David, mm-hmm. give me a Tesla. Why does he have a Tesla? Why does he have so many Teslas?
So much money, I think.
But it's from social media, right? He's not just like one of those people that like becomes an influencer because they're already rich.
No, I think it's from social media. He used to date another YouTuber, and like they had a huge thing, and they had a huge public breakup, and that was a whole thing. The one time I've been on Addison Rae's side firmly was her whole shit with Bryce Hall, the sway boy from The Story.
We hate them.
Yeah, we hate them. And I was like, he's publicly in interviews going around like saying all this shit about how like he'll never be with her and stuff. And clearly like they were going around town, like going on dates holding hands. And if I were her, I would be salty.
She's also like incredibly beautiful, like way better looking than every single one of the Sway Boys and the Hype House Boys. Like to an absurd degree, like.
I'm still only going to watch Antifa Greg Heffley.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, if that's what you have, you shouldn't go backtrack into the...
The big update was that a while ago, Sammy was like, Audrey, like Antifa Greg Heffley finally got to change his username. Because when you spell Antifa Greg Heffley and you don't put like an underscore between Antifa...
Oh, yeah, they had to add it. And I guess you can't change it for like a month or something.
It says anti... F word. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Oh, no.
Would comment and be like, hey, did you mean to do that? And they'd be no, I can't change it for a while. So I was pretty happy for them once they were able to.
It was really exciting for them when they finally got to stop getting called a homophobe.
Oh, my gosh. That's so, that reminds me of when I was a kid. And on Webkinz, I had a dog named Butterscotch, but they wouldn't let me name her Butterscotch on Webkinz because it had butt in it. And my friend Cassidy, her name has ass in it, and they wouldn't let her use her real name because it has ass in it. So my dog Butterscotch was named Sandy on Webkinz because I like was too like anxious to look at Butterscotch with one T. Like I couldn't do that. So I just gave her a whole new name. It was Sandy.
She like went by her middle name.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Like at home, she was Butterscotch, but at school, she was Sandy. That was what it was. But did you hear that? Charlie D'Amelio has her own, like her own Dunkin' drink.
Charlie D'Amelio. Yes. How do you say that?
A while ago, Sammy goes, Audrey, I finally need to tell you this. Like, you've been definitely saying her name wrong for months. He was like, I didn't care enough to tell you, but
well, I was like, I don't want to correct you because I don't know who she is, but you've typed it out. So I feel like I know how it should be said.
What were you saying?
She was saying D'Amelio. There was a period there.
Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah. But it's D'Amelio, and I see that now. I was like, no, of course I'm saying it right. And then I reflected and I
realized I didn't want to correct you because I didn't know her. So I didn't know if she just said it weird, but then I found a video where they say her name.
Yeah, he looked it up. Anyway, I did go to Dunkin' to try her drink, and really? It is, yeah, I did. My friends and I were bored and wanted to go to Dunkin', and I was
wow.
like,
wow, you've been influenced.
I know what we should do. Yeah, and then it's exactly the coffee you would expect a, like, 16-year-old to drink. Like, it's incredibly sugary, but it's pretty good. But the fact that she drinks it every day, like, I was, like, zooming around after I drink it.
I don't think coffee does anything to me anymore. I drank three cups this morning, and then I was, like, felt nothing.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I guess I'll continue with my day, since I'm not going to gain anything from this.
His caffeine intake is genuinely terrifying. Like, sometimes I'll get coffee and I'll be like, oh, this is probably gonna be too much for you. And he'll be like, Audrey, this is not even like half of what I drink every day. And it's an amount of coffee that I think would kill me. Like, I think that I would die.
Okay, so this is what I usually, this is water, don't worry. Okay. But this is normally, I drink coffee out of this a lot. I normally fill it up, like, depends what I'm going for. At least once. If I really need to get going, I'll fill it up three times.
That's like a normal size tumbler.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably like 20 ounces.
Is that what you mean when you say you drink three cups?
No, not this morning. That was three mugs. But this is my I have a ton of homework need to power through.
That's a pretty big cup.
See, coffee doesn't do that for me. Like, I don't feel focused. In fact, I feel like my body wants to go everywhere. Like, I want to dance on the walls. My brain is like, where the fuck am I? Same. I was trying to cook lunch yesterday and I could not like do it at all. Like, I had something on the stove and then I went to get something from the fridge and I was like, what was I doing before? And then the thing on the stove like completely burned to a crisp. And then I like started like freaking out. And then I was like, what was I doing? I didn't even deal with the stove thing. That's like what coffee does to my brain.
Oh, I don't think it makes me more focused at all. I think I would just be like passed out 24/7. I think it's just the one thing keeping me conscious.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Definitely keeps you awake. But
that's my main struggle.
Yeah. Wait, so you said you just found out about Charlie D'Amelio. So what are your initial thoughts on her?
My main thing I knew about her was that Audrey was saying her name wrong. That's all I know. doesn't she have a sister or something, right?
Yes, Dixie.
Dixie D'Amelio.
I saw a TikTok video where it was a girl and she was like, which of the D'Amelios would deport me? And
so definitely Mark.
She goes through them all and she goes, Mark. So the D'Amelio, the father, is a Republican state senator, I think. I don't know what exactly. He's some sort of political affiliated person. He's Republican. And so she's like, of course he'd deport me. And then she goes to the mom and she's like, well, the mom is married to Mark, like probably has the same values as him, but like she seems like a kind, like motherly figure. So she would deport me, but she'd give me like a week to pack my belongings and say my goodbyes to my friends and pack me a box lunch for the road. And then she goes to Dixie and she's like, okay, Dixie is probably the most Republican of them all. Like, I don't need to explain this. Like, She is from Connecticut and is wealthy and chose to go to the University of Alabama. Then they showed like a map of the US and it was like blue at the top and then red like down by Alabama. And it was like, she went from here to here willingly. So she has to like that. And then it was like, Charlie, like probably the only one who wouldn't deport me. Like she would be my friend. Like she would support me.
Yeah. She just seems like a nice girl. I just hope, I want the best for her.
Mm-hmm. How are people seeing this entirely different part of TikTok that I'm seeing? Like,
when you first got TikTok, what were you seeing?
I didn't like it at first because the algorithm didn't know what I was into at first. It was a lot of dancing videos and I was like, I don't want to see dancing videos.
How did you get into Antifa Greg Heffley?
I saw like one video that was like a three-parter and I was like, okay, well I gotta go back. I saw like part three. So I was like, well now I gotta go watch the first two parts.
That's how they get you with the part videos.
Yeah. And then I was like, this is really educational. I should definitely watch hours of this before going to bed.
When I first downloaded TikTok, I was getting like Jason Derulo videos nonstop. And then I literally went to the search bar and typed in gay. Mm. And that's how I started getting more content that I want. Like I literally typed out gay in the search bar.
Would you rather, would you rather, would you rather? Let's play a game of would you rather.
So we've been talking about TikTok news, and TikTok itself has also been in the news because of data privacy issues and such. And I was talking to my friend earlier today, and he recently reminded me that Grindr also had to sell its ownership to an American company because of China and data privacy issues as well. So I want to know, would you rather have some Chinese server like reading all of your TikTok data or all your data from like whatever dating app you most frequently use?
I think, I don't know. I feel like if they read my TikTok data, they'd be like, this girl likes weird senses of, she had a weird sense of humor. They read my dating app, they just be like, she needs to text these people back. Like, because I'll match with people and be like, good for me. And then they'll message me and I'll be like, oh no.
I think I would want them to look at my TikTok stuff just because, you know, they talk a lot about targeted ads and stuff. I'm not seeing a lot of ads that I'm enjoying. I feel like I want them to know, because there are things I want to buy out there. So if they can get me the right ad, it'll probably work. And I just think they're going to know me best through TikTok. So I'd like for my targeted ads to improve.
It's crazy that TikTok's algorithm is so accurate, but its ads are very inaccurate.
Yeah.
Twitter also does a very bad job at targeted ads. I was talking about this today. I get so many like DraftKings, like manly sports ads. And I'm like, why are you thinking this is what I want? Like Instagram is very good about targeted ads. So is Facebook.
Instagram does show me what I want to the point where I know they are reading my like conversations with my friends in the DM, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like they have a microphone on. Sometimes I'll be like, do you want to go grab some McDonald's? And I'll see a McDonald's ad 5 minutes later.
Yeah. I have a friend.
Out loud, not over text.
I have a friend who had Invisalign, and we would talk about her Invisalign all the time. I don't know why. It was just the topic of the week. And I started getting ads for Invisalign. Okay. I don't have Invisalign.
Last summer, I was subletting an apartment in LA while I was having an internship there, and I was living in a room with this girl, and she had this brand of skincare that was clearly, like, from boutique place. Like, it wasn't something that you would find at, like, Sephora or Ulta or anything like that. Like, I'd never seen it before. I never asked her about this brand. I never, like, talked to her about where she got it. I just only noticed it in the bathroom while I was getting ready, and I noticed that she used it. As soon as she left the apartment, like moved out, I was there for like 2 weeks longer than her, I started getting ads for that brand. And we never ever spoke about it.
So you think they like implanted you with a chip?
Maybe they knew I was sharing an IP address with her, and when she left the IP address, like the things that she was searching and things that she was using were no longer being like thrust upon me, so they needed to do that themselves. Because I've also noticed, like, if I've gone to like a friend's apartment building, like when I was in college, like I'd go to like a friend's apartment building, and when I would go to the building, Facebook would suggest me to add friends with everyone else who lived in that building.
That's weird.
Knows where I am and who else is frequently there. And I heard that like some, like once, like someone was suggested their like one night stand that they don't even get the phone number of to be added as a Facebook friend because like they shared the same IP address the night, like for one night.
I was watching a documentary right before this. I didn't get to finish it because we started doing this. It's on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. You guys heard of it?
No.
It just came out, but it's like about like the amount of information they're able to find out about you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they don't even need actual information, like stuff like they don't need to listen in on you. Yeah. They have enough information to predict what you're going to do. And it's just as accurate.
Yeah. I think I would rather them have my dating app data because TikTok, I think, is too accurate with the algorithm. Like it knows exactly what I'm thinking all the time and always shows me that. And I think it's too scary. I mean, they already have it, like they have it, but my dating app data, it's like yours, Audrey, except no one messages anyone. There is just matching and no messages. I don't talk to anyone. It's just like a game.
I don't like talking to people on dating apps, but then I still have them. So I don't know what that's about at all. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I think it's just like an ego boost to know someone like would match.
Yeah. Yeah, I do get sometimes. Do you ever see someone and you're like, oh, obvious match, and they don't match with you? And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
That's fine.
They just never saw you.
Yeah.
Well, you say that.
You can give yourself the benefit of the doubt.
I could do that, or I could take it really personally. And, you know,
It's more fun to take it personally. Sometimes I'm even like, oh, like I'll give this person a chance. Like they're not exactly attractive to me, but like they could be if I knew them. And then they don't like me back, and I'm like, fuck you! Like I went out of my way for you.
Like I was gonna settle for you, and you don't even like me.
Yeah. What? Crazy. My friend Jeremiah was like looking at my Tinder, and he was like, you get hotter people than me. Is that like because you're hotter than me? Is that a thing?
Yeah, Tinder has a ranking.
Do they have an algorithm too?
Yeah, no, they have. You can't escape it. I read an article about this a while ago because I thought it was really interesting. So basically, they have a secret number for you. Like if you went to the TikTok database, they could tell you your exact ranking, but they will never release that information. But the person who wrote the article, like because she did an article about it, they let her see her number. And basically they do rank you on a scale of 1 to 10, but it also has to do with how active on the app you are and how often you swipe right on people. Because if you're like, maybe they think you're like a 5 because they see that other people that they've ranked like in similar ranks are swiping on you and other people that they've ranked higher aren't swiping on you. But then if you use the app a lot, they might bump you up a couple swipes because then there are other members that might swipe on you, get that engagement. But yeah, no, there's fully a ranking, and sometimes I get hurt by it. Like,
is it the kind of thing that like it's based on a bunch of compiled data, or is it like one person goes in and assigns you a number?
I don't think it's like one guy sitting in the office being like, this one's a 10.
It's one really objective guy.
Yeah, no, he's
they can just really trust him.
Yeah. This reminds me of like that community Meow Meow Beans episode, or like the Black Mirror Nosedive episode.
Yeah.
That's really scary. I like was believing that there was some sort of way that they just kind of knew, like if more people swiped on you than usual, then like you were shown to more people that were swiped on more. But I didn't know there was like a number.
Yeah, my understanding, I mean, and they like have a it's like a decimal thing. And I do think it changes depending on how active you are. But like, if a bunch of people that they view as like 10 swipe on you, your number gets bumped up and you get shown more attractive people.
Doesn't TikTok also have a number for attractiveness?
TikTok does also filter, not necessarily attractiveness, but they have admitted that they've like kept people off the For You page because they're like,
they don't want them to be bullied.
Or people of color or like visibly queer.
They say they don't want them to be bullied.
Yeah. But they're bullying them.
Yeah, they're the bullies. They're like, we're the only ones who want to do it.
We don't want you to get excluded, so we're just going to go ahead and do it before it happens.
We're going to exclude you instead of like your peers doing it. You know exactly who's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Technology is so evil.
I really, like, do you ever think about like maybe one day I'll just wake up and I'll be like a caveman and this is all a dream. Like I kind of imagine, just I want to, I like, Like, I think I want to be a hunter-gatherer. I think it would be a lot easier. I think...
Which one?
Well,
I don't think you get to do both.
I think I'd rather be a gatherer. I don't think I have the, like, life or job experience for hunter. I think if I was a hunter, I would accidentally kill a person. Like, I just feel like they would have to, like, retire me from the hunt or hunt me. I don't know. I feel like it could get... Yeah, maybe it's not a great idea for me. I don't know. I
think I would have liked to have been around, like, right when farming became a thing. Just because, like, you're only farming for, like, 10 people at that point, so it's not that hard. There's not a full field. You just got, like, your little garden to grow, like, barley or whatever.
Feeding your family.
Yeah. And, like, a 13th century peasant took in what, like, maybe a fifth of the information, or so we take in like 5 times the information in one day that like a 13th century peasant took in their entire life. I think I'd be a lot happier if I didn't know.
No things. Yeah,
I think life would be a lot better if I just had no information about the world.
Yeah.
And I was just like, potatoes.
My therapist is always like, try to avoid things that make you anxious. And I'm like, living makes me anxious. Like, everything I constantly hear and know makes me anxious. So there's no way to avoid it.
You can still farm potatoes. You don't need to be like.
I just feel like if I farmed potatoes, people would, I still would know about.
Yeah. You can farm potatoes, but you'd still have this, you know?
You can go
still
off would have a little robot. Potatoes.
I think a lot about going off the grid. I think I might. It does have a certain appeal to me.
Has your screen time been abysmal lately? Because mine has been. Actually, I think I'm on my phone and sleeping equal parts of the day.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get on my computer to do homework or class. And then I finish the work computer and I move to the fun computer time.
Yeah.
And that's just my life.
I've been watching like Netflix on my phone and stuff now too. Because I'll be too lazy to open my computer. Like, that's how lazy I'll get. So that is affecting my screen time on my phone drastically.
Yeah.
You know? Because if I watch like a few hours of Netflix before bed, that's like many hours of screen time.
I turned off those notifications that say like screen time's up 20% this week. I was like, you don't need to tell me. I already know that.
Yeah. Have you been following the Conway family drama?
Oh, I have been following that.
Yeah. So even my dad is following that, and he doesn't know anything. He is like talking about the TikToks, but would you rather be Claudia Conway or Kellyanne Conway in this situation?
Oof. Oh, both are so bad. I'm worried about Claudia. Whatever's going on, I'm incredibly suspicious of the whole thing because it does not make sense to me that she, like, obviously I'm glad she just has her internet connection and is, like, able to communicate with us, but it does not make sense to me that, like, given her proximity to the president and, like, confidential information and, like, one of his informants, they have just, like, not sent her to a boarding school and taken away her phone. Like, I don't understand... I don't think that'll work.
Like, she'll start using like a friend's phone or something.
Yeah, because she was doing that for a while. Like, they did take her phone away and she was using her friend's.
She made like a second account too, right?
Yeah. She's the daughter of one of the president's advisors, and she's like, it's such a weird twist, and I'm like confused how it's happening. I also
she's
feel like
still she's getting emancipated.
Is that she said she was. But I don't know if she actually is.
She keeps tweeting at AOC being like, adopt me.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like she's definitely, I would not want to be her. But I also, Kellyanne Conway's life is so awful. Like, her husband was running he was running the Lincoln Project for a while, but he just stepped down. So, like, she was, like, going home every day to her husband, who was running a campaign against her boss. Like, that's, and then now her daughter, like, publicly hates her. Not that I feel bad for her, because she kind of had it coming, but I wouldn't want to be her. So, I don't know.
I obviously don't agree with Kellyanne Conway, but I feel like I could discipline a child better than she's been doing. I feel like I could be like, Claudia, these are our rules. Like, calm down.
I want to know like how the other siblings are handling this. because she's like
the Are there other siblings?
She's like the oldest.
Yeah. And she has a cousin who's now also posting stuff about fuck Trump. But the cousin looks like 14. I'm like so concerned for this family.
Yeah.
Well, she's 15, right?
Yeah, which I always, I feel like that's so young.
I forget that she's that young. Like, she looks older than that, but
yeah,
my brother's 16 and I feel like he is like not at that like teenage angst level, you know?
She's got a lot of reason to be angsty though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No 15, 16-year-old needs to have, like, a national platform.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good for anyone at any age to have that level of a platform, I don't think. Like,
yeah.
How many, like, really public figures seem like they're okay? You know, like, I don't...
They're not living in reality, for sure.
No. But I do think... I don't think I would want to have to talk to Trump. So I think I would prefer to be Claudia. And I feel like also if I were her, I would absolutely be behaving the way that she's behaving.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is exactly, Sammy knew me when I was that age. That's exactly how I would have responded to that kind of that kind of pressure. It's like publicly disgracing myself on the internet and fighting with her, like airing all my dirty and laundry. Absolutely.
Oh my God. I think you reach an age where you're like, not everyone needs to know everything that is happening to me at all times. And that's definitely not until like at least late high school.
Yeah.
Like if any, I think it happened to me like mid college. So
Yeah,
I think I would also be Claudia. Because I think, like, knowing that you have this, like, army of people who support you would make me feel better. I think Kellyanne is, like, deeply miserable with herself, whereas, like, Claudia is miserable with her situation.
True.
Truth or dare? Sammy, truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay, who's one celebrity that you, like, never want to see naked?
It's kind of hard, because some of them, like, you'd think would be the answer, but then you'd be like, that'd be, like, a great story to tell, right? Uh-huh. Be like, oh, I saw Paul Giamatti fully naked.
Yeah. Can I guess what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he's going to say Dan Schneider.
Like the Victorious iCarly guy.
Does Dan Schneider qualify as a celebrity, or is he more of a
true?
He would work with the answer to this.
More of a starving artist type.
He has such a foot fetish. I saw a meme once that was like Dan Schneider, Quentin Tarantino, like handshake feet.
Yeah.
That guy's
got some.
I'm gonna look his face up
because he's not famous enough that it would be funny if you saw him.
Oh my God, I did not know that he looked like this.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're listening to this, I suggest that you Google Dan Schneider image right now.
Yeah.
I pick Chris Evans because, as you know or might not know, he recently had a dick pic leak, and I've chosen to not look at it because I respect him.
Right. Okay. Oh, so now you don't want to ever see him naked. You gotta say, not only will I not look at his leaked nudes, but I'll actually make a promise right now to never want to see him naked.
Exactly.
Wow, that's the moral high ground that you've taken.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Beautiful.
Audrey, truth or dare?
Truth.
How do you suspect you'll die?
I think you're gonna kill me. I feel like we've known, Sammy and I have had a deal for a very long time that I'll, what exactly is it? We change it every once in a while.
I'll kill you and then you'll kill me.
Yes, he's going to kill me and then I'm going to kill him.
Most friends make marriage pacts, but he made a killing pact.
No, I say this all the time, like me and my best guy friend, you know, we made a deal that when we turn 25, if we're both still single, we'll go into the woods and kill each other.
25, that's young. That is young.
It's coming up.
I gotta count my time. Wait, how are you gonna kill each other? Like, how is that gonna work with timing?
Well, I think the joke is that the idea is that he's gonna kill me and then I'm gonna think I'm gonna kill him, but I'll be dead.
Well, I've already got my plan. That's up to you.
Yeah, but is it a surprise, or are you going
to
tell me?
Maybe, like, you have to poison him, like, 5 minutes before he plans to, like, stick
I do feel like my method would be poison. What would your method be?
I think it
be?
Would probably have to be poison, just because you're pretty small. I'm not
I don't think...
Small, but my size is probably enough that if it got physical, I could probably beat you in a fight.
Yeah. Oh, well, Sammy says I'm pretty murderable. I'm pretty small. yeah.
I think it's good to remind her that she's pretty murderable because it's going to keep her alive.
Yeah.
You should know that it'd be easy for someone to kill you, and that's going to make you make smarter choices.
He reminds me of this all the time. And to be fair, I've never been murdered.
Yeah, you can say that. You are one of the only ones that is alive that can say that. Not many of us can say that we have not
been murdered. I know, I know. Yamini, truth or dare?
I'll do a dare.
Okay. I dare you to DM that woman you're in love with on TikTok that makes the cocktails.
Okay. Okay. What should I say to her? She's replied to my comments before. For those who don't know, there's this woman on TikTok. Her username is SpiritedLA. She is this like classy, classy lady who makes gorgeous cocktails while wearing gorgeous outfits. And I just feel seduced by every single video.
Yeah. Would you be opposed to DMing her, "I feel seduced by every single video"? Probably, right? She has a husband. doesn't she?
Yeah, she does have a husband. This is a funny little story. So I have a friend who also is in love with her. Like, we're both in love with her, and we always talk about her together. And for his birthday, I wrote him a fanfic in which the two of us seduced her together. And I included pictures of, like, her face in a bar, like, us sitting there. This is so embarrassing. But I wrote it for him, and he was like, "This is the best birthday present anyone has ever given me." And it was, like, the story was, like, she lives in Portland, Oregon. And we were, like, we just decided, like, about a year from now, like, say COVID's over, we're taking a trip, and we thought it'd be fun to go to Portland, Oregon to make fun of, like, white liberals. It'd be, like, a fun time. And it's like it's like a cute place, but also we'd have fun making fun of people. And so we go and, you know, we get in and we decide to like go out for drinks that night. We've already eaten dinner like on our way back from the airport. So we're just going out for drinks. And we're just too busy chatting it up that like we don't notice the bartender. We're just too entranced and catching up. But the bartender like slips us our drink and we look up to be like, "Thanks." And we're like, "It's Hannah. Her name's Hannah." And then we start chatting with her and we ask her like, "What's there to do in Portland? Like, what do you like?" And like, she starts chatting with us too. And like, we're just like back and forth. She keeps like going to attend to other customers, but then coming back to us. And then we like stay until the bar closes and we're like, "Oh, like it's so fun talking to you. Like, maybe we should like get lunch or something, you know, like while we're here, like with you, like that'd be fun." And she's like, "No, like you guys should just come over for like, I have some wine. Like whatever." And my friend's like, "Oh, I'm getting kind of tired. Like I came in from New York and like the time difference is getting to me." And I'm like, "No," like I have to like pull him aside and be like, "No, like this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to her home and we're going to like see what happens. Like if you don't take this offer, you'll regret it." And it's this beautiful dark smoky home. Her husband is away on a business trip. And she asks us if the two of us have ever hooked up. And we're like, "Like we made out in college sometimes, like for fun, like joking, but like, you know, never for real." And she was like, "Oh, would you be opposed to doing so again?" And we're like, "If the right situation comes along." And then we all sleep together in a giant king bed.
Okay. What has to happen for you to send her that story? Because
I kept forgetting this was a fictional story. Like I would just into it.
You painted such a picture.
And I'd be like, "What happened next?"
Yeah, and then what?
Like, did you guys do it?
Yeah, like, wow.
Yeah, but what should I do? I am not DMing her that full story. That
I think like, that I actually would be harassment.
I'd get blocked. I don't think you should do it. Yeah. I would say I feel seduced by your videos. I don't feel bad.
That's not even technically sexual. You're talking about
I feel like that could be
like the artistry of it all.
To be fair, it's really more about the aesthetic of it. So
we have like mutual people that follow both of us on TikTok.
Maybe just like, I'm really into your videos. Like, what's up? You know, just something ambiguous. I don't know. I think it's about time you made contact, though. You've been talking about her a lot, and you did write an entire fan fiction about her.
That's true. Okay. I should say I love your videos so much. I'm going to say they're all so classy. I feel seduced by them because I feel like that is...
There we go. That's good, I think.
Nice middle ground.
Nice middle ground between, you know.
That's
I appreciate that.
The story, maybe if we do make contact one day, she'll listen to this podcast and she'll hear this.
Yeah, and she'll be like, oh, fuck.
Okay, the message has been sent.
Yay.
Okay, gorgeous. Okay.
All right, do we want to do another round or is it just the one round?
Yeah, we can do another round. Okay. We'll do it in reverse. So, yeah. Truth or dare, Audrey?
Dare.
Okay, go to your notes app.
Okay.
Go to the fifth entry.
Okay.
Tweet it and leave it up for an hour. What is it? What's on that?
A list of like things I needed to get. And it includes Pat.
Well, now you got people to make sure you do it. They're gonna keep you
I think that's a perfect thing to randomly tweet on.
That could have been way worse.
Fine.
Let's
go. I just recently also like followed a bunch of people from the comedy night the other night. I thought they were funny, and then they followed me back, and I was like, oh, so I think they think I'm like a real comedian, and you want me to tweet cotton pads, coat hangers, dishwashing soap, Clorox, air freshener, toothbrush.
I do, and I think this could honestly be really good. I think that you think it's a bad tweet, but sometimes the things that you don't plan to land.
Well, no one's gonna be like,
I'm waiting to like it.
This reads like a poem. Cotton pads, coat hangers, dishwashing soap, Clorox, toothbrush pads.
It's because I was going to CVS.
I'm gonna retweet it.
I'm gonna quote tweet it. I'm gonna say, go off, queen.
All right.
Sammy, truth or dare? Truth. Sammy, if my dad had to let one of us die. No, I think
I know the answer if you want me to jump in before you're done.
No. Okay. If my dad got an all expenses paid trip, which one of us do you think he would take?
So I hope your dad doesn't listen to this ever.
I don't think he will.
He does seem to like me more than you. I am the son that he never had.
Yeah.
And you know, if you only have one son, little father-son time, I think he would bring me.
Yeah.
What would the trip be? Like, what kind of trip do you think
he would
be?
Oh,
I feel like he would want to go, like, fishing. You know, something like, something specifically that's like a father-son thing, you know?
Yeah, maybe, like, I feel like he would, maybe paintball. I feel like he would take you to do paintball.
Oh, I don't want to go paintballing. I might say no so you can go then.
Oh, thank you. No, my dad, like, what was it, like, May 5th, like, 2 years ago, called Sammy his son, and we celebrated as a holiday. Wow. Is when Sammy entered the family. No, my dad loves Sammy.
He just called
he just walked in
and he was like, there's my son. And I was like, okay. I don't know if I agreed to this.
How do your own parents feel about that? You being adopted by another family?
To be fair, his mother treats me like a daughter.
Okay.
Because she's like a very feminine, like loves girly things and like always wants to do girly stuff. And she has three boys. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I feel like there really was a specific moment where like I started hanging around their house and she thought we were dating for the longest time. And she finally realized that like we weren't dating and that meant I wasn't going to go away. And like the light that was in her eyes, like, and she like, now she like texts me. She actually, she really wanted me to come out to her, I think. I just don't. It was also a few years ago, and I just didn't
like talking. So, like, she knew, but...
Well, that's the thing, is that I just, like, couldn't figure out why. She kept bringing up my ex, who was a couple years older than me at my old girl's school, but trans, and so, like, she would talk about him all the time. And I just, like, didn't understand how she knew we were connected, because I thought it was, like, she knew we were friends or whatever. And she'd always be like, how's he? And I would be like, oh, he's good. I mean, I don't know. Like, he's good. We're friends. She always just kept, and then sometimes she'd, like, talk about gay rights to me and stuff. And I'd be like, yeah, they're great. But I just, like, I don't know. At the time, didn't like talking to adults about that stuff. I'm in New York working for an LGBT company. And, like, she knows this. And on the day of World Pride, she texts me, what are you doing today? And then, of course, like, I finally am like, I think I need to, like, she obviously suspects, like, because of all my extracurriculars that she knows about that are very gay, that I should just tell her. And I finally, and Sammy's like, oh, I told her you were gay years ago. I told her you were gay and that, like, your ex was your ex, like, years and years ago. And this whole time, I've been like, oh, like, oh my God.
She's just easier. She was like, what? She was like, you can't have a girl in your room. And I was like, no. Yeah. You don't understand. Oh, truth or dare?
I'll do truth.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've done in the past month?
Oh, okay. This is a good answer. I feel like I don't get embarrassed very easily. Like, I pretty much laugh most things off. But when I was doing that Zoom comedy show on Friday, I was trying to message someone that I actually knew in the private messages of the chat saying, hey, cutie. But I ended up messaging someone else, and their username was like what was it, Coochie?
Oh yeah,
Coochie Cruncher,
Coochie Crush, Coochie. It was Coochie something.
It was something about coochies and like it was a coochie person, and I messaged them, "Hey cutie." I didn't realize for a second, and then I was like, "Holy fuck!" Like I was trying to send someone else, but then it was like fine because she replied and she was like, oh, I didn't even notice your message. Like, I was trolling for a dick on my phone. Like, I'm not even paying attention anymore. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But I was, like, mortified for a second. Like, it would have been, like, it would have been, like, very publicly, like, sliding into DMs of, like, this woman was much older than me. Like, she was, like, an adult. So, it would have been really weird. No, I don't think, like, actually embarrassing, yes. Like, I posted a really deranged video of myself on TikTok pretending to be Hagrid.
Oh, I loved that video.
Yeah. That was a Terry. My hair is starting to look like Hagrid. That's why I felt like I could do it. Like, I have so much. So, but people didn't like it as much as I did. So, I guess. So, yeah, I think with that, we can wrap up. But it was really fun to have you guys on. It was really nice to meet you, Sammy.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Via the internet. I hope that you learn much more about Charli D'Amelio and find you should watch some of Sherry Addison's mom's videos.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you guys on my side of TikTok.
Yeah, I mean I think I'm on there a little bit. Like I have this like hot girl who puts on hot outfits and she just like points to things like leftist text that appears on the screen. Like that's the kind of like leftist world I'm in. It's still hot girl TikTok, but yeah.
Sammy said I think is most effectively summed up by the time I was like looking at his For You page and a video with only like 70 likes showed up. So it was like clearly for him, you know, and it was just these old men.
It was like four old men like smiling at the camera
and like singing a song, and they were like clearly just like so old, and like I think they might have been like camping or like having a barbecue, like they were outside. Yeah. And they were like doing a little dance.
They were having a good time.
They're like the kind of people Sammy wants to hang out with.
Yeah, you should DM them and ask for an invite to the next time.
Yeah,
I will.
Thanks so much for joining our pillow fight. See you next time. Pillow Fight is a production by me, Yamini Nambimadam, with music by Greer Baxter. Thanks for listening.
Follow Big Comedy on social media @ILoveBigComedy.